Some veterans who haven't seen combat for years are fighting again. They say they're ready to do battle with the Bush administration over health benefits. Vietnam veteran Thomas Ralston of Muskego says the VA is already understaffed and health care hard to get. The former Marine waited 3 years for benefits. He has severe heart problems. Doctors say are caused by post-traumatic stress disorder.
I call it the 4D shuffle. Delay, defer, deny, until the veteran's dead. And I don't think that's a problem with the people who work and are dedicated to providing good service at the VA, but I believe they're starved for resources.
Like many vets, Ralston traditionally votes Republican. However, he's now backing Democrat John Kerry for president. One reason is a memo leaked to the Washington Post. In that memo, the Office of Management and Budget instructed the Veterans Administration to cut $900 million from its next budget. Wisconsin could lose $17 million. A state Democrat on the Military and Veterans Affairs Committee calls the action hypocritical. Mark Miller of Monona says President Bush found money for tax cuts and the Iraqi invasion, yet apparently wants to spend less on health care for soldiers.
It's an extraordinary spectacle, a president and administration who wraps himself in the flag but fails to support the men and women who follow the orders of their superiors.
Wisconsin campaign staff working to re-elect President Bush said in a written statement that the Kerry campaign is playing politics and that the so-called secret cuts detailed in a memo don't exist, at least not yet. Some Wisconsin vets hope a drumbeat of opposition will keep it that way. Recently, an administration plan to privatize an outpatient clinic in Superior was shot down in a hail of criticism. The move was touted as a way to improve health care for vets, but opponents were doubtful. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.